For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced that China will provide $60 billion for Africa to boost its development. President Xi made the remarks when addressing the opening ceremony of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg, South Africa, on Friday. Xi Jinping also proposed the lifting of China-Africa ties to a comprehensive strategic cooperation partnership. According to the Chinese president, China and Africa have always been a community of common destiny with the same historical experiences in the same course of struggle. In areas of economic cooperation, President Xi says China will roll out 10 major programs with Africa in the coming 3 years, covering industrialization, agriculture, infrastructure, and financial services. Xi Jinping also announced that China will provide 1 billion yuan of food aid to African countries hit by El Nino. China's stock market will launch a circuit breaker mechanism on the first day of next year to curb wild swings in the stock market. With approval from the country's securities regulator, the Shanghai and Shenzhen Stock Exchanges and the China Financial Futures Exchange issued relevant regulations on the mechanism on Friday. The three bourses collected public opinion on the mechanism in September, which would suspend trading temporarily in response to substantial rises or drops on the bourses. China's civil aviation authorities have approved the production of the country's first domestically developed electricity-powered aircraft. After an hour and a half of charging, the two-seat aircraft can fly for 45 to 60 minutes with a maximum speed of 120 kilometers per hour. The Liaoning General Aviation Research Academy in northeast China says the aircraft that it developed has strong market potential, especially in pilot training and tourism. Says there have been 28 orders for the aircraft so far. Local officials say 16 people have been killed on Friday in an attack by unknown militants on a nightclub in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. Masked people on a motorbike opened fire and threw Molotov cocktails into a nightclub in the Agosa district of southern Cairo. Another three people were wounded. All the victims were employees at the nightclub. The German parliament has voted to provide military support to fight IS militants in Syria. Tornado jets, a naval frigate, and 1,200 soldiers will be deployed to Syria. However, Germany will only take on a non-combat role. The German vote comes a day after Britain has carried out its first airstrikes on IS targets in Syria after a parliamentary authorization. Previously, the French government had appealed for support from its EU partners to fight against terrorists following the Paris attacks last month. Police in Thailand said on Friday they've received a warning from Russia on potential terrorist attacks. Police spokesperson confirmed the authenticity of a leaked police memo mentioning the warning. The warning says 10 Syrians who may be linked to the Islamic State militant group could carry out attacks on Russian and other targets in Thailand. Thailand has seen few signs of IS activity. The group actively recruits volunteers from Malaysia and Indonesia. U.S. officials say they're looking into the possibility of San Bernardino shooter Saeed Farouk's radicalization as a motive behind this week's attacks that left 14 dead and 21 injured. At the same time, they're not ruling out workplace tensions as another possibility. The FBI says nothing concrete has surfaced in its probe into the attacks as of yet. Investigators say they're exploring Farouk's communications with at least one person who is being investigated for possible terror connections. Farouk's last communication with the contact was some months ago, according to the officials. China's top quality watchdog says Tesla Motors is now recalling over 7,100 units of its Model S in China starting from Friday. The recall is said to be caused by the model's front seatbelts, which are not properly connected. The affected vehicles were produced between May 1, 2012 and November 12, 2015. The company has promised to fix the problem for vehicle owners free of charge. China's box office sales this year have hit a record high by pulling in 40 billion yuan, or some 6.3 billion U.S. dollars, as of Thursday night. According to official data released today, China's box office sales have enjoyed a growth rate of over 48% from the same period last year. This year's record-breaking live-action comedy Monster Hunt and hit animation Monkey King Heroes Back are among the six domestic films listed on the top 10 earners in the recording period. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.